Normally bustling with vacationers, Mar del Plata's expansive beaches are deserted as tourists and many residents alike departed well in advance of the fourth summit of the Americas. More than 7,000 security personnel have blocked public access to a total of 220 square blocks of prime beachfront territory where President Bush and his counterparts from the hemisphere will be gathered for 2 days. Daniel Rodriguez is a spokesman for Argentina's federal police. He says, "We are not worried about security threats, but we are busy working to prevent any dangerous situation that might arise." But many merchants outside the security zone are taking no chances. Leonardo Fernandez boarded up his furniture shop Thursday and says he will not open again until Monday. He said, "No one knows. No one has any information about whether there will be incidents, and given that uncertainty, we are closing to guard against broken windows or arson." 50,000 or more protesters are expected to overwhelm the streets surrounding the security zone. On the eve of the summit, many had already taken over Mar del Plata's many plazas. Socialist activist Marta Rossi says she hopes the demonstrations will remain peaceful, but admits there is no way to know for sure. She says, "In reality, we came to protest against Bush, not to harm businesses or the residents here. What is more, we want all the local people to join the protest. But of course, there could always be some sort of disturbance by some group." Speaking with reporters Thursday, the Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs, Tom Shannon, said demonstrations are to be expected, but that President Bush will be dealing with his counterparts from the Americas who were duly elected and therefore reflect the aspirations of the people. But that is little consolation to Pedro Gomez, whose pizza shop in Mar del Plata was bereft of customers.
Si no habría cumbre, habría mucha gente.
He says, "If there were no summit, there would be many customers. We do not know why the summit was organized with so much fear about security. It should be a party, but since everyone is afraid, they are staying at home." But not everyone is disgruntled. Retiree Ana Maria Velez says all the leaders, including President Bush, are welcome in her city, and she hopes the summit will be a success. She says, "I think it is wonderful. God blessed me in allowing me to see this summit. As an Argentine, I am proud." Michael Bowman, VOA News, Mar del Plata.